My room is an utter and complete crap hole. What's yours like?
I look around the small room. Despite the bright sunlight of Athens in a late spring afternoon, the room felt oddly gloomy. There was a distinct air of glory days long relegated to the past, but despite that, I liked it.
It's fine, I called back through the connecting door to Maggie's room. Not great, but the online reviews say that the owners are diligent about keeping the hostel clean, and it's cheap.
Maggie appeared in the doorway, clad in only her underwear, her face expressing mingled sadness and disappointment that made me feel like a heel. I know you did the best you could, but I really wish you could have found us somewhere nicer, Tira.
Nicer costs more money.
I pushed down the guilt and shook out the gold lace cocktail dress that had been my mother's, thankful that vintage garments were in style again.
Of which I have none.
Maggie gave a little snort before withdrawing into her room, leaving the door open so we could talk. I thought the magazine paid you.
An advance only, I reminded her.
So, that's still money, and we could have been staying somewhere that reeked a little less of a low-class youth hostel.
The advance was spent. This is all I can afford. If you want to stay somewhere else, you're welcome to, but I simply don't have the money to pay for it.
I hoped that would stop her from continuing the gentle stream of complaints that had drifted my way during the last hour, which was the entirety of the time we'd been in Athens. This was our first venture, and already I was regretting having agreed to her plan.
Damn it, I told myself. This is what comes from depending on other people. This is why it's better to just do things by yourself rather than rely on others.
What did you spend it on? What sounded very much to me like annoyance tinged her words. I was a bit surprised. Maggie had always been so supportive in the past that now her sense of unhappiness prickled on my skin.
It can't have been clothes.
Transportation to the airport, plane tickets for two from London to Athens, transportation from the airport, and two rooms at this hotel for 4 days, I said, peeling off my t-shirt, which was glued to my back with sweat. Although neither of our budget hotel rooms had its own bathroom, we did each have a sink, and I had a quick wash at it to clean off the worst of the sweat and dirt of travel. Not to mention food and the incidentals you wanted. That was 500 euros. Somehow that doesn't seem right.
Well, it was, and we're here.
I looked out of the window, excitement driving away the sudden worry and misgivings about my cousin.
We're in Athens, Maggie. Exotic, glorious Athens. On our first job. Aren't you excited?
I'd be more excited if I was in a proper hotel. A princess doesn't stay in a budget hotel. A princess stays in glamorous places with room service and fresh towels and chocolates on the pillow.
I'll buy a candy bar and put it on your pillow tonight, I promised,
hugging myself with the joy that filled me, determined to enjoy myself, even if Maggie's unhappiness was a bit wearing. Although I hadn't seen much of Athens on the ride in on the bus, what I had seen made me itch to be a tourist. But first, I had to get through the events of the evening that Maggie insisted were necessary. I dug through the meager belongings of my suitcase and for a moment thought I'd lost my purse.
Do you still have my bag?
The black one that wouldn't fit in your little carry-on? Yes, it's locked away in my suitcase. Do you need it now?
Well, it does have my passport, although I don't suppose I will need that for a cocktail party,
I said, pulling the gold lace dress over my head and immediately snagging my hair on a metal hook and eye.
Ow! 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 Ow!
What on earth is the... Oh... Maggie bustled into my room, where I spun around with my hands over my head, my arms partway through the dress, flailing ineffectively as I tried to remove the hook from my hair. Honest to God, Tira, you're the only woman I know whose hair deliberately does things to make itself difficult.